Shalom to all. Today's off is Chol Daf Hey Aleph, and we're talking about the 10th line with the words Amar of Amnuna. And today's off sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara tells Amar of Amnuna. Amnuna says Omer Hayu Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said Ain Oisav Es Benoy Noig B'Kachem. The law of Oisav Es Benoy doesn't apply by Kachem. And this is basically what Reb Shai said on the bottom of Amar Aleph of the previous daf that this is what she's Reb Shimon is. Now the question is my time out. Why not? Why isn't there a law of Oisav Es Benoy when we're talking about Kachem? And that's because Kimi Reb Shimon says Reb Shimon said Shchita Shein Ruya Loish Mashchita. The Shchita Shein Ruya is not called Shchita, and we had explained that means that when a person shechts an animal, if it's not able to be eaten because of this shechita, and we don't even consider it a shechita in the first place, well, now knowing that, shechitas kachim, nam shechita shein ruyahi, shechitas kachim is not considered shechita ruyah. As we had also explained yesterday, that's because when a person shechts kachim, he's not allowed to eat the meat yet, he has to do zrikas hadam first. So the shechita itself is ain ruyah, doesn't allow him to eat it. Therefore, there's no lav oisus benoy by kachim, because the only way it could be chayv oisus benoy is if the first shechita is shechita ruyah, and the second is shechita ruyah. But since by kachim, anyway, it's not a shechita ruyah, so there's no lav oisus benoy. However, most of Rava asks as follows. We have a brass that tells us oisus benoy kachim b'chutz. When we're dealing with oisus benoy and both animals are kachim outside, Rav Shimon says sheni b'loy saseh. For shechting the second one outside the base of mikdash, a person's going to be over a loy saseh of shchutei chutz. It doesn't come along with kares, but he's still over a loy saseh. Why is this? Rav Shimon says kol roy lav lachar zman. Anything that's able to come after some time, haru b'loy saseh v'im by kares, he's going to get a loy saseh, just not kares. And this is roy lav lachar zman. If he just waits till tomorrow, he's able to bring this animal as a carbon in the base of mikdash, and therefore he's going to be over a lav for shechting a day. Now, v'chamer and l'cham say that no, kol she'en by kares ain't a b'loy saseh. If he's going to be chayv kares, there's no loy saseh. And v'kashalon, we had asked on this that kachim b'chutz sheni b'loy saseh. You're telling me that when both animals are kachim shechted outside the base of mikdash, for the second one he's only over a loy saseh. What's that supposed to mean? Kama mikdal katal. The first one is really just considered to be killed and not shechted. And that's because also, as we had said at the top of the previous amud, since it's shechita she'en ruuya, it's not considered a shechita at all. It's just considered like killing the animal, and therefore sheni mikabel b'fenim hu. The second animal could have been brought inside the base of mikdash today, and therefore kares namil chayiv. He should also be chayiv kares for shechting the second animal outside the base of mikdash, not just be over alav. In order to answer this, Rava said, "Amrila kedi." Some say it was kedi. The chasuri mechzer v'achikdani. Really, we're missing something in the brayso, and this is what should be taught. We're gonna have three different cases, and the main question is gonna come from the third case. So here's the first one: kachim. Let's say both animals are kachim. Shnei and b'chutz, and both of them were shechted outside. L'rabbanon kohen rabbanon rishon onish kares. For the first one, he's gonna get kares for shchutei chutz, and sheni pasul upatur milad shchutei chutz. It's pasul, and he's patur from lav shchutei chutz. L'rab Shimon kohen Rab Shimon shnei manushim kares. He's gonna get kares for both of them, as we just mentioned. That's because the first one he's chayv kares for shchutei chutz, but since the shchita sheni ruuya, he's chayv kares for shechting the second one as well. Now the next case is echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim. In regards to when both of them are kachim, if one of them was shechted outside the base of mikdash, then the second was shechted inside the base of mikdash. L'rabbanon rishon onish kares. According to the Rabbanon, the first one he gets kares for because shchutei chutz, sheni pasul pater, but the second one is pasul. However, he's pater because it's inside the base of mikdash. Whereas Rab Shimon sheni kasher. According to Rab Shimon, the second one is kasher. That's because since the first one is shchita sheni ruuya, the second one is allowed to be shechted inside the base of mikdash, and it's perfectly fine. And here's the third case: echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz. If the first kachim animal shechted inside, and the second one shechted outside, so the Rabbanon rishon kasher pater. According to Rabbanon, the first one's kasher and he's pater. Obviously, it's a regular animal. Whereas sheni, in regards to the second one, they're shechted outside the base of mikdash. Pasul upater. It's pasul, and he's also pater. Whereas Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, sheni b'loy saseh. The second one he's over loy saseh for. And here's the question: v'sakadaitoch ein oisus b'nei noig b'kachim. If you want to say the quote of Shimon, there's no problem of oisus b'nei b'kachim. Sheni amai b'loy saseh v'suloy. Why is he only chayiv for loy saseh for shechting the second one outside? Kares namel chayiv. He should also be chayiv kares because even though the first one shechted inside the base of mikdash and was perfectly fine, that's still considered shechita shein ruuya. As we said, kachim is a shechita shein ruuya. Therefore, he should be chayiv kares for shechting the second one outside the base of mikdash. So how do we understand this? Elam Rava, rather Rava says differently. Hachikam Rav Nuna. This is really what Rav Nuna said. Our original quote of Rav Nuna saying that Rav Shimon holds ain oisav es benoy noig b'kachim is not really correct. What he really means to say is ain malkus oisav es benoy noig b'kachim. The ones that can be chayiv malkus for oisav es benoy by kachim. There is a lav of oisav es benoy by kachim, but he's not going to be chayiv malkus for that. Why is that? Kivin dekam deloy zarg dam. Since as long as the blood of the animal hasn't been sprinkled, loy misri basar, the meat's not permitted to eat, as we said. So be'init dekashachet havei asura safek. That means that when he's shechting it, it's asura safek. V'asura safek l'shma asura. And asura safek is not considered asura. What does this mean? So we know that in order for someone to receive malkus, they have to be warned beforehand. Don't do that, or else we're going to get malkus. Now over here, it's not going to be chayiv for just the shechita, because the kashrus of the karbon depends on the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. However, the asura takes place by the shechita, and this is called a asura suffik, because it's a suffik if he's ever going to get to the zrika. And therefore, this law of oisus benoy doesn't come with malkus because it's asura suffik. Now, it is important to note that Rashi over here says that this pshat is incorrect, and it's not really part of the Gemara, and must have been said by an adam charif umafopol. And why is that? Because over here, it really has nothing to do with asura suffik. The issue is oisiv es benoy. The first shechita was perfectly valid, making the second one asur to shecht because of oisiv es benoy, but that in turn makes it a shechita she'ina ru'uya because mechoser zman. Since the second animal is not able to be brought as a carbon today because the first one was already brought bekashros, so the second animal can't be brought today. It's mechoser zman. That's why it's a shechita she'ina ru'uya, and that's why he's just over a lav, but he's not going to get malchus. Nothing to do with hasra safek. That's an important note. And Rashi actually says that we shouldn't be gyrus these three lines that we just read from the first word on the line kivon dekama delozarek until where we're holding right now loishma hasra. However, as we will see in the continuation of the Gemara right now, Rashi does explain according to hasra safek, and that's what we're going to explain as well. So the Gemara continues. Vaz Rav Latame Rav Zashitas Oydam Rav Rav says he chulin ubinah shlamim. Let's say with these two animals, the first one, the mother, let's say, is chulin, and the second one is going to be shlamim. So shachar chulin v'achar shachar shlamim. If he first shechted the chulin one and he shechted the one that's a shlamim potter, he's going to be potter for that. That's because hasra safek. Again, as we said, since it's a carbon, it's being shechted, it requires zrika, so the only chiv could only come in after the zrika. But the hasra takes place by the shchita, so it's hasra safek, so it wouldn't be chayev. However, if it was the other way around, shlamim v'achar chulin chayev. If he first shechted the animal that was shlamim, and then he shechted the second one that was chulin, so he's going to be chayev for that, because the first one was perfectly fine, and the second one, which is chulin, is asra's vadai, since it doesn't require zrika, it's just a regular chulin animal, there would be chayev for Aziz Benai. Now, continuing with a similar thing, Vam Rav Rava says, let's say, he chulin ubna ayla, that the first one is just a regular chulin animal, and the second one is a carbon ayla, so loimi baya shachar chulin v'achar shachar ayla de potter, you even have to say that if the first animal that he shechted was chulin, and the second one that he shechted was the ayla, that he'd be potter for that, and that'd be similar to the previous situation where it's asra safek, palafon based on top. It would even be the other way around. That if the first animal that he shechted was Ayla and the second one was Chulin, still Potter. He's going to be Potter for Aziz Benai. Why is that? Because Shechita Kamaisa La Shechita Basachilahi. The first Shechita of the carbon Ayla, it's not a Shechita that could be eaten because the carbon Ayla is fully burned on the Mizbech. It's not eaten at all. And therefore, even though by the second Shechita, where the real potential for Aziz Benai is, that was Chulin, since the first Shechita would technically be considered Shechita Shein Ru'uya because it wasn't Basachil, it wasn't even eaten, so he's not going to be Chai for Aziz Benai. However, Rabbi Yaakov, that achilas mizbeach shma achila. The fact that it's consumed by mizbeach that is called an achila. My time, what is that? It's because the Amar Kara, the pasuk says, "Vim ha'achel ye'achel mizar zarech shlamov." And what do we see from here? B'shtei achilas akasam medaber. The pasuk is talking about two eatings. We have a double lashon, he'achel ye'achel, and that tells us that echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. They're both eating by a person or consumption by the mizbeach, being burned by the fires of the mizbeach. That's considered an achila. And then in the case of Aziz Benai, when the first one shechted was an ayla and the second one was chulin, he is chayiv for Aziz Benai. And getting on to new mishnah, this really is a continuation of the previous one, and here's where the source of Rav Shimon's Shita is as well. If a person shechs the animal and he turns out that it's a treifa, or shechet lavezara, he shechs a vezara, or shechet paras chatas, he shechs the paras chatas, which is the paraduma, or vashar haniskal, an ox that has to be stoned because, for example, it killed somebody, and bezin paskin that has to be stoned. Ve'egla rufa, or in the case of an egla rufa, Rav Shimon Pater, he patters from Isis Benai, v'cham mechayiv, v'cham mechayiv. The reason why Rav Shimon patters here is because all these cases are shechita she'in ru'uya. The animal that was shechted is not able to be eaten, and therefore there's no Isis Benai, v'cham mechayiv. Now, what about the following? If a person shecht and it became nevela, he didn't do it on purpose. It just became nevela. He messed up on the shechita. Or if a person stabs the animal, so there's no shechita whatsoever, or he's ma'aker, which means he rips out the simonim, even in this case, the chacham agreed that he's potter for Isis Benai because this is not a shechita whatsoever, so there's no Isis Benai. So the Gemara Amar Shem Lakish tells us that loy shanu, this was only taught that if a person shechts for avodah zara, that the chacham hold that if a person shechts an animal for avodah zara, he's going to be chayef for Isis Benai in that case, and Ella Sheshachat Rishon Lavaizara Vesheni L'Shulchanai. If the first one that he shechted was it for Avaizara, and the second one, the Isis Benai one, he shechted for his table, and that's because what happened over here? First he got Hasra, don't shecht for Avaizara, or else you're gonna be Chayv Misa. Then he got Hasra for a second animal, don't shecht this, it's Isis Benai. So we deal with the second one first. We first give him Malkus for shechting Isis Benai, then we're gonna kill him for shechting for Avaizara. Aval Rishon L'Shulchanai Vesheni Lavaizara, but it was the other way around. The first one he shechted for his table, and the second one, the Isis Benai animal, that was for Avaizara. Potter, he's Potter for Isis Benai. Why is that the Kamalib Ramine? Because it's a rule that we find all across Shas, Kamalib Ramine, that we give him the more Chamer of the two. And here he has two things on him at once. He has the Lav of Isis Benai, which comes along with Malkus, but he also has the Chi of Misa for Shechin for Avodah Zara. And if we're not going to give him Malkus for Isis Benai, we're just going to judge him for the Misa case for Avodah Zara. However, Amalib Rechon, Rechon told Rish Lakish, Zuha Filo Tinakish Abis Rabin Yodin Isa. This case you just said, even the kids in Cheder, they know it. That's not a Chiddish. El, or rather, if you want to say Chiddish, this is what you should teach. Sometimes, even in this case, that the first one was shechted for his table, and the second one, which is where the lava Isis Benai is, thou shechted Rav Zara, he still could be chayiv. How would that be? Kigun to asur bein misham Isis Benai, v'lo asur bein misham Rav Zara. The edim only warned him, don't do this because of Isis Benai, and he didn't say, don't do this because of Rav Zara. Now, what's the response? Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he says, kim dechi asur bein potter, since if they would have warned him, don't do this because of Rav Zara, he'd be potter for Isis Benai, as he just said before, so ki loy asur bein nami potter, even if they did not not warn him, he still is pater. That's because what he did could have been mechayev him misa for avodah zarah. So even though they didn't warn him regarding avodah zarah, and they only warned him regarding isus benai, he's still going to be pater for the isus benai. And v'azul tamayu, both of them go l'shlita. So the chiasar of dimer, dimer came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said the chayev misa shaygin. If a person did something b'shaygig, that had he done it b'mezid, he'd be chayev misa. Or v'chayev malchus shaygin, if he did something b'shaygig, he'd be chayev him malchus. V'davar acher, and he also was over something else. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says chayev. The person's chayev for that. Whereas Shlokish Amar b'pater, he says pater. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says chayev. The holy asrubai, because they never warned the person regarding the more chamer thing, only regarding the lighter thing. Or is it Shlokish Amar b'pater? Shlokish says pater even for the lighter thing. The kim dechi asrubai pater, because since if they would have warned him regarding the more chamer thing, so he's pater for the lighter thing. Ki lo asrubai not mi pater. Even when they don't warn him, he's still pater for the lighter thing. And tzricha, we have to have both these situations. Diashmina b'ha. If we only had our case of isis benai that was shechted as avodah zarah, I might say b'ha kamar Rav Shimon Lakish. That's only in our case where Shlokish paters him from the isis benai. That's because we're talking about two things that are technically being done to his guf. There's technically a potential for misa and a potential for malchus, which are both on his guf. And if they would have warned him for both, we're not going to give him both of them. So therefore, even when they only warned him for the malchus one, we're not going to give him either. Aval b'ha imam meidul Rabbi Yochanan. In regards to this, I might say that he agrees Rabbi Yochanan, and that's because we're talking about lighter isurim. For example, if the thing they warned him regarding was mamonis, that he's going to have to pay money. Let's say he took his friend's meiser sheni and ate it outside Yerushalayim, so he's chayv for stealing his friend's meiser sheni, and he's chayv malchus for eating meiser sheni outside Yerushalayim. So in that case, where it's malchus and mamon, I might say the Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that if they just warned him regarding the lighter one, the mamonis, the monetary payment, that he would have to pay it. So that's what I have to say. The Rish Lakish argues in that case. And Yitmar Baha, we just had the second case, Baha Kamar Rabbi Yochanan. I might say Rabbi Yochanan holds over there that he would be chayv for the second one because that's the only thing he was warned regarding. Aval Baha, Imam Maidil Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and actually Rashi's Gersa is Aval Bahach Dila'el, in this original case of Isis Benoi and Avod Zara, Imam Maidil Rabbi Shlakish, I might say that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish that since this is a potential Misa and Malchus case, that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that even if they only warned him for Malchus, he's not going to get anything because there was a potential for Misa. Tzricha, that's why we have the Machlokes there as well, to show that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue in both these situations. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.